every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. All right. So I have been seeing tons of cap and gown pictures. Are we done with graduation for now or no?
Well, today is our last graduation. Cheney High School will graduate today. So like we said before, all the graduations are virtual this year. So today's the last day for Cheney. They'll be graduating starting at 9 o'clock to about 4 or 5 o'clock today.
Okay. So congratulations, Cheney grads. When is the last day of school?
The last day of school is Thursday. We have early dismissal, so the students will get out 2 hours early on Thursday.
Okay. 2 hours early on Thursday, parents. That is the last day of school. And, the last day that your groceries are going to get a break. However, they do still have the food distribution, but that's going to change up a little bit. Tell me about that.
Right. We still have food distribution. That is going to be on Wednesday at the same location. And it will be from 11 to 2. And it will be, the distribution will be 2 weeks of distribution because of the holiday and the break, we'll give out 2 weeks of distribution and we'll start back on June 9th.
Okay. And then when it starts back, is it still going to be in the same multiple locations or have you changed that up as well?
We've changed that up. It's going to just be at Chauffin. You're just going to be able to pick up from Central Kitchen.
Okay. And is it still going to be on Wednesdays or has that not been announced yet?
Yep, still be on Wednesday, same time, but just everything is just going to be at Chauffin. The numbers have went down, but we still want to serve. Okay. So we're just going to do it at one location, and it makes it a lot easier that we don't have to, you know, put the foods on trucks and distribute it at different locations because, like I said, the numbers are down.
Right. And we all know that certain foods and certain things have to be kept at certain temperatures. And it's easier if you just do it from the central location and don't have to send it somewhere else. And, you know, things could happen. Temperatures could change. Easier to just do it there. So keep in mind, we're going to take a week off. No food distribution next week, but it will happen the week after. And from here on out, it's all going to happen at Chauffin, which is downtown. Chauffin, however old you are, you know what it is. It's all happening down here at the Central Kitchen. So that's all for that. And thank you for all that information. And parents, still don't forget to get the food for your children. But I know that school's over, but summer enrichment is getting ready to start as well. When is the date for that?
Summer enrichment starts June 7th and will end on, the first part will end on July 9th, and then we'll transition into just that part of the enrichment is academic and there's some fun things. But after that, we'll have some more announcements. It'll just be some enrichment. So we'll be doing trips. We have a lot of things going on. I mean, considering what happened this weekend and what keeps happening, we want to make sure we keep our scholars occupied with things to do and keep them safe where we can keep an eye on them. So that's also part of the reason why we only have the food distribution at one location, because we're going to be distributing food through those locations for summer enrichment.
All right, there's a lot of things going on this summer. Might as well get your youth involved in it. Okay, so
not only I don't want to get the misnomer about, you know, our scholars being, you know, getting in trouble, but not only that, but we want to keep them busy because it stimulates their brain cells. Mm-hmm. People always talk about in urban school districts learning loss, different things like that. That's because if our kids are sitting at home and they're not doing anything, you know, we're doing just regular stuff, then there's some brain cells and learning loss that they will have. So we want to keep them busy so we can just keep them moving forward academically with their brain cells and just keep them active.
Yeah, a lot of people can suffer from learning loss. I did something once a couple months ago, had to do it again a couple weeks ago, and was like, wait, what? And had to relearn the whole thing. Got to stay on top of that so that we don't have learning loss. Okay, really quick before we go, I heard y'all were hiring in the bus department. Tell me about that.
Yes, our transportation department. We are looking for bus drivers, and we're looking for mechanics. So I don't know if this is something that we normally advertise, but we are. We want to get our community working. We want to get us back working, and we need bus drivers, and it's a shortage all over the country. So it's not a Youngstown thing. We have the opportunity to buy more buses, and we want to make sure that we can give people our community jobs, and this is an opportunity for bus drivers and mechanics. So we have openings. You can visit our website. It should be posted at our website about noon today.
All right. You heard it here first. Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you all for joining us for this Just In 5 Minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.